Hey everybody, it's been a hard day tilling that podcast soil for podcast gold, and I'm a bit tired and dreary. The battles have been hard. I've battled goblins and gnomes and defeated ogres, some gorgons, and slayed some dire wolves, but motherfuckers, I'm tired. I'm so tired. But I have to soldier on like a mother effing king of some mother effing troop of wizardly kings. That's right, folks. I am back. It's Russ Walsh's popular radio program. You're wondering, Russ, how can you do it with such little strength? It's because of fans like you. You, underwater basket weaving, who told me on Twitter, never stop. Oh, don't worry, I'll never stop. I'm living forever in your heart. Every time you open your heart and let me inside, I'm living forever to create more beautiful content for you. More strength for your heart. I'm in there with a Q-tip cleaning out all of that horrible crap you stick in there, you chubby fucker. You know what? That's not important now. What's important is I need to lay some facts down. Folks, art is beautiful, and it can be interpreted in so many ways, and it's so wonderful, and I love it. And that's why I'm giving you all the right to draw me, Russ Walsh, hero of a generation, king of kings. Let me stop you there. Put down that felt marker, pal. You need to understand some things first about the Russ Man. First things first, my samurai sword. We all know I have it. I keep it strapped under my body at all times for when the most drastic of events occur. Now, I know when these events occur, and only I do. You can't assume you know. Like, you can assume and have me drawing the sword, but you know in your heart you're wrong. Me facing a black hole? Easy stuff. Me fighting a tiger crossed with a dragon? Baby cakes. Me having to eat a million baby cakes? You are making me laugh with your funny words, you. But no, I am not drawing my samurai sword for that, okay? Like, send me a postcard with like $13 and maybe like a regional delicacy, like bacon hot sauce. I don't really care. And try to share your plight before drawing your drawing, because I ain't gonna look at it straight. Okay, pal? Get your act together before you do such a thing. Number two, if you're gonna draw me holding a gun, it's gotta be a transforming gun. And it has to be in mid-transformation for the full effect. Now, if you're an unskilled artist and you need to start, might I suggest drawing two pictures, like copy drawing two guns for it, and then creating a GIF and swapping between the two really quick until you can master the technique of a mid-transformation gun transformation. Because, see, I don't want to leave people in the dark. I do not carry guns that do not transform. Why would I want to carry a gun that doesn't transform? I'm going to want a cake gun that transforms into a pie. Why? Because I'm crazy. I'm going to have a shotgun that turns into a leopard that jumps out at you and then bites you, and then it transforms back into a gun, and then I shoot you. I want a turret that turns into a shuriken so I could throw a shuriken turret at you. God, it's so easy. So easy. Next thing's next. Here's some symbols and motifs you might want to keep with me. Like, you know, just when you're drawing, you know, like Jizo has a bunch of symbols associated. So, a bluebird of happiness, that's pretty Russ-like. Onions, garlic powder, eagles, gold eagles, a dragon king, a wizard with a trim beard, no long beards, god damn it. Those are just some things, those are some things. You might also want to draw me on a quest. Yeah. I don't know what I probably would quest for. Maybe, like, some gold. Draw me with gold. Or, you know, like, me fighting a dragon. Well, that was a pretty good episode of Russ Walsh's popular radio program. I'll be seeing you in the future. Again, bye.